But he was a non-commissioned officer, you see. But yeah, and you have to go, you got to take a lot of schooling, you know, to be a commissioned officer.
Yes.
He didn't do that. Because he was not figuring on making a, he's not figuring on making a career out of it.
You didn't serve in, did you serve in?
No, sir, I never did.
Probably didn't have to. I mean, they needed your services here.
Well, I don't know. The 1918, when we had, you know, we had two world wars, they call it, 1918. Latin caught me right, but I had three children under 5 years old. That resentment, you know, I got exempted on that. That was what got me out of that one. And the last one, in 40s, odd, my age was already beginning to tell on me, you know, I was getting pretty gray, and I never did have a call for that. But I was called for the first one and had to take examination, you know. And but I got exempted on it. But the Second World War, I lost my son. You know, my youngest boy spent 5 years in service. He stayed 3 years in Tokyo, Japan, over there. He's my youngest son. This was the oldest one I live in that was here yesterday. He never did get. He missed the service too. But no, I get the most of mine from the VA, because when my son went in, he was single, and he signed up as part support, you know. And he was, you know. I was on the farm, as I told you, you know, I farmed some a lot of years, a lot of it. And he did help me a lot. And he signed up that way, and I guess that's what made it eligible for me and his mother, you see, to draw when you got killed off. I mean,
yes.
When after she died, passed away, well, they up mine were right smart, you know, to what it was. But it ain't a whole lot now. It ain't like if I'd been a serviceman, you know, and then got disabled or something like that, I'd have got a lot more money than we get. In fact, to be honest with you, I get $142 a month. And I get a little bit of this, the Social Security, Medicaid, I believe they call it. Used to be old age, phased out, you know, and went under this Medicaid, Social Security. I get a little from that, but not much.
Yes.
But out of that, I get medical card, pays for some of the medicine, you know. And then I have the hospitalization through that. Well, I have to send it in. Anybody that don't draw regular Social Security, you have to pay that out of your pocket, you know. But if you go draw Social Security, they pay it, but they hold it out on you. Every 3 months, I send mine in. Runs a little better than $7 a month, but it's fixing to go up on us in July, so I'm going to go a little higher than that. But it pays about 80% of your hospital, you know. And then I have a Blue Cross that picks up for that. So I don't use that to pay the hospital bills. But you got to keep those up, you know.
Yeah,
pay that. But that's, you just almost got to have it. Price of, you have to pay now for a doctor bills. You know, your doctor bill hospitalizations, it's soon enough. You couldn't meet it. There are many days for you owe $1,000 now, you know.
Yeah. Who looks after you? Well, you got doctors and...
I got my...
A woman who looks after you in the hospital?
No. Huh?
Is there a hospital in town?
Oh, down Springs. That's a nice little hospital. Back up this side, about 2-3 miles this side of Dunham, on 190. This is 190 up here.
Yes, sir.
This is I-12, the big road down here.
Yeah,
I know. You have your nurses there, and then you have the nurses' aides, you know, in the hospital. I have a regular doctor over there, a medical doctor, that I've used for years, you know. They got a fairly good staff of doctors over there now. Specialists for most anything. there.
And the people that look after you besides the doctors, they're women in the hospital?
No, any more than your nurses, they see after you, that's their job. And
yeah.
They take blood pressure and your temp and all that kind of stuff, and put it on your chart.
Yeah. But Mr. Charlie, about things, would you...